Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, December 10th. We are at the Theater of Living Arts in Philly, just wandering around, and we seem to run into Lydia from The Regrets. Yeah, exactly. Lacks security. I don't know. They have to look into that. They're in town with Swimmers, Mount Eddy, and our old pals, The Interrupters. Welcome to Philly.
Thank you. Hi.
All right, so has this tour been everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. I love being on the East Coast in the winter because I'm from California where we don't really get seasons, so it's been fun.
Did you pack heavy enough, or are you freezing all the time?
Yeah, I pack more than anyone in our band. I pack so many layers, so I'm always fine.
All right, so you've already conquered Europe with Swimmers, so this is probably, is this like a victory lap, kind of?
Sure, yeah. I guess so.
Before we go any further, everything okay back home with the wildfires and all that? We noticed?
Yeah, I mean, luckily everything, like all of my friends and family, all of our stuff's safe and they're all safe, so we're good. But I feel so bad for all the people who stuff isn't safe.
Well, now we're here. What we're here to talk about, at least partially, is your debut full-length, "Feel Your Feelings Fool," in stores now. Hi, Warner Brothers. From a video you uploaded, I was given the impression that you did you track that to tape?
Yeah, we did all of it.
That's gotta be stressful. You have to nail it down right ahead of time.
We had a week before we even recorded of just like rehearsing almost and just getting every song to where the moment we press record, it was like already just ready to go and like to capture that kind of moment. So it wasn't too stressful. It was like about 3 takes per song.
All right, feel free to jump in anytime, Jared. Let's see. I'm curious about the album cover. What does a partially eaten cake, a balloon, a party hat, a pretzel, and an assortment of fruit factor into the message of the album?
It doesn't. It's just all shit that I like.
That's all it takes, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Now, at this point, it's probably been at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years since you recorded it. How would you say you've changed since then?
Well, I've changed a lot as a person, just confidence-wise, and just you just learn so much, especially when you're young and like you're changing at such a fast rate. So, like, with that, my music's changing too, because just the stuff that I write about is going to change given my experiences that I go through. So, I mean, I'd like to think I've gotten a lot better at songwriting and stuff, but I'm always going to think that because the new stuff I'm always going to like more than the older stuff. So.
Okay. With the album appearing on a number of Best of 2017 year-end lists, I just saw it in the paper, newspaper today, actually. It was, yeah, Morning Call, it was from the Chicago Tribune.
Oh,
it was something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Does that, obviously it feels good to be recognized like that, but does that add a lot of pressure for the sophomore album?
No. I mean, if I really start thinking about it, I get nervous, but you just can't think about it because all you can do is do your best and make music that means something to you and that you think is great and that, you know, makes you feel something, and then in turn other people will, hopefully, and that's the goal. And you can't, literally, it's out of your control. Like, so, yeah.
All right. I heard in a Riot Fest interview that you had some songs that are ready and maybe indicate a new direction and might be released soon. Should we keep an ear out for one or two of those tonight?
Yeah, actually, maybe. Can't confirm or deny.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Rumor has it with this new material that's floating around. Okay, the first album was primarily written by you, right? Okay, is this new, the new material maybe a little more collaborative, or is it still a singular vision?
Some of it's just me. One song is I wrote with our producer, Mike. So it's been more, we're just experimenting with different things.
Mike Elizondo, okay. All right. I heard you were obsessed with The Replacements.
That's the current one.
That's great. I just saw Beach Slang a week ago, and they're a little bit obsessed with...
Really?
Yeah, very good.
Everyone should be obsessed with The Replacements.
Any particular album that you're really digging, or just like the hits, or...
No, Okay, the song that I've been obsessed with is Portland. I think that's one of the best, like, most well-written songs. I like... Kiss Me on the Bus is another song. It's just, like, my go-to, like, before a show. Like, I'll listen to it to get pumped up for it. So, yeah.
Let's see. You were on a YouTube video about your West Coast tour where you were surprised to hear Hey Now in what appeared to be a pool hall or mall or something like that. And, let's see. And, of course, it's appeared in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Where's the strangest person, strangest place you've heard one of your songs?
The other night, it was really funny because we were at a venue and we were playing in the theater upstairs and our dressing room was next to the bar downstairs. And I heard one of our songs playing at the bar, like downstairs. And I was like, this is so weird because we're about to go on and our song, like, it was playing, someone was playing it in the bar downstairs. So that was pretty funny. And it's the song that we start our set with always. So we were about to play that song and it was just weird.
Should have invited everybody upstairs. It's been like, oh, you're missing out staying in the bar.
You're the real thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. While working on new material, is it now in the back of your heads? Let's come up with another hit so we can sell more damn coffee. I mean, because that or hash browns or something.
I mean, kind of. I mean, that, like I said before, I can't really put pressure on myself when writing, or else I just get too freaked out. So, I mean, I'm hoping that'll happen.
All right. You guys do a lot of stuff on Instagram. Now, everyone has a different perspective on that. Maybe it's generational, maybe not. Do you like the world of constant access, or do you wish there would be a little more mystery in the process?
Both. I think that's a huge kind of controversy that I struggle with personally, because partially I love the fact that you can connect with people all over the world, and it's constantly engaging people, and it's such a like important tool nowadays for being in a band and being an artist, and having an online presence is really important, but it's also like consuming for a lot of people, and myself included sometimes, so it's hard to balance that and to kind of separate reality from stuff on the internet.
I've heard that all or most of the band are vegan, vegetarian, something like that, maybe?
Half, right now. It's always changing. Well, Sage and Janessa are always vegetarian. Sage is usually vegan, pretty much primarily. I was vegan for a while. I'm not anymore. And then Max tries to be vegetarian, but that's kind of bullshit. He's not really vegetarian. He just says that.
Flexitarian, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I was going to ask if it's a struggle to find food, but I guess for some of you more so than others.
Yeah, well, we're all super healthy eaters, so, and I love, like, vegan restaurants and stuff because there's just always stuff I like. Today I ate a veggie burger even when I could have eaten a regular, just because I like the taste, and sometimes that's what I'm in the mood for. So it's not like we're opposed. Like, we always try to find places that have a lot of options.
Let's see, in a recent video you all went through and said your favorite things to wear on stage. Any plans down the line to have something that suits everyone, just have like a costume, a uniform? Yeah.
We try and like pick kind of themes sometimes, but I feel like a uniform can get kind of cheesy, so we try and avoid that. But we do, like, we just automatically, like without even planning it, a lot of times we'll kind of coordinate like colors or like certain things like that will just happen. So yeah.
Like with Paramore, with the new album, some of them anyway, have embraced that aesthetic.
Yeah. I love it. I love their new look right now.
All right. Some bands have all sorts of crazy merch, from hot sauces to beers to anything. Is there one merch item that you guys don't have that you want?
I want to make underwear. I think that'd be awesome. Like unisex underwear, like brief kind of things.
Just your faces on it or something.
That'd be cool. Just the regrets written on people's ass.
All right, now in the past you've had vocal nodules. Aside from trying to avoid annoying pre-show radio interviews, what can you do to take care of your voice?
I warm up and warm down. I most of the day go on vocal rest, actually. Like, right now I'm kind of sick, which is scary, so... but I just... Oh, sorry. I when the show started. Usually in the mornings I won't talk, and everyone's kind of used to it. I won't talk usually until we get to sound check, and then I'll warm up and we'll do load in, and then I'm fine for the night. But I just, it's really hard, like, because I'm a huge talker. I love to talk, so it's really difficult remembering to kind of shut myself up. But
yeah. Consider this part of your warm up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, I heard you love to cook. What's your go-to?
Right now I've just been experimenting with like all these vegetables and different ways of making vegetables, like different stir fries and stuff. I love making mac and cheese. Salmon's like my kind of go-to thing. Like if I could eat salmon with a side of like vegetables every night, I would. Like, that's my favorite thing ever. Yeah.
You recently made a video for All I Want for Christmas. What is it that you want for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever?
I want a lot of like funny, like kind of mom things. Like, I want like workout clothes and a juicer. I sound so LA. But these are all things that I've gotten into recently. I always like shoes. I don't know.
Yoga mats.
Yeah. Literally, yeah, that's on my list.
I thought of one, because I'm pretty sure this isn't in your questions. So when you mentioned about being LA, I had heard you specifically talk about that, like, you've been going to therapy for like years, and you think it's really important, even if someone's not like having a specific issue. And then I've seen that Sage and Janessa also like go to therapy.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that's just like an LA thing, that more people go to therapy than they do on the East Coast, or first of all, I like that you guys talk about it, because I only recently started going to therapy after like.
People are so ashamed of it too. Like, I think the word therapy, people think like, oh, if you have a problem or an issue, go to therapy, which yes, but also like, we all love it just to talk about our lives and to have an unbiased person give you advice. Like, I don't know what to, like, the fuck to do half the time with like choices and stuff, and to have someone like help me just like reevaluate things and think things through and like to rant. I don't know, because everyone else is biased. So it's so nice. I love it.
I think the difference is probably people in LA talk about the therapy and other people just maybe don't.
Yeah, exactly. Or like feel like there's something wrong with them. If they're like, oh, I'm going to therapy, people are going to be like, ooh, like this person's like on the spectrum or whatever. But no.
Excellent. After this tour, what do you have coming up?
Well, we're releasing new music, as you mentioned. And then next year, hopefully touring. Yeah. Nothing like in the like confirmed yet. But there's certain stuff I can't talk about that's happening, but hopefully touring, yeah.
Thinking EP, LP?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
EP, making another album, hopefully, next year at some point, so yeah.
Excellent. And every interview with this one, Stuck in a Desert Island, one album, rest of your life?
Number one record, Big Star.
Okay.
Yeah.